Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Leading off today, we've learned more about Adobe's plans for the iPad. Photoshop for iPad is nearing its launch, though concerns have grown that features will be missing at release time. A new report from John Gruber at Daring Fireball explains that Adobe remains committed to the project, even though it might not be as far along as some people had hoped. Citing multiple sources, Gruber explains that Adobe is, quote, genuinely all in on Photoshop for iPad. The company has reportedly significantly expanded the engineering team working on the project and is on an aggressive schedule to add new features as time progresses. Gruber adds that Adobe views it as a serious top-shelf project for creative professionals. Gruber also points out that Photoshop for iPad users should be very excited about its foundation, as well as the attention Adobe is apparently paying to the fine details of a touch-first Photoshop interface. He explains that Photoshop for iPad is real Photoshop because it's using the same code base that's been used on Photoshop for the desktop for decades. On the other hand, it isn't full Photoshop, and the initial release was reportedly never planned to be. Instead, it only exposes a subset of features from the desktop version. There's still no release date set for Photoshop on iPad. Adobe will hold its annual Max conference from November 2nd through November 6th, so we should expect to learn more then. Furthermore, Bloomberg reports that Adobe will also preview Illustrator for iPad at the Max conference next month. That app is reportedly scheduled to launch sometime in 2020. In other news, Disney Plus is looking to match the one-year free offer that Apple is promoting for Apple TV Plus. Verizon has announced today that it will also be giving new and existing customers a free year of Disney's upcoming streaming service. Verizon says that it is the exclusive carrier that will offer this promotion. Disney Plus launches on November 12th, and the one-year free promo will start that same day. So who's eligible for this promotion? Verizon says all new and existing 4G, LTE, and 5G wireless customers will be able to secure a free year of Disney Plus. Additionally, new customers signing up for Verizon Fios home internet and 5G home internet will also get 1 year free. Unfortunately, it seems that those existing home internet customers will not be eligible for the promotion unless they're also a wireless customer. Verizon already bundles free Apple Music with some of its mobile plans, so this further expands the entertainment options available to Verizon users. It also matches a similar promotion that Apple is running, where you get 1 year free of Apple TV Plus whenever you buy a new iPhone, iPad, Mac, or Apple TV. Apple TV Plus costs $5 per month, while Disney Plus will be priced at $7 per month, launching on November 12th. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV from your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. Channels supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast forward for live TV. There's full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while Channels Plus adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. Apple Watch's fall detection feature has likely saved yet another life. This time, Apple's wearable auto-dialed 911 after a young couple hiking in New Jersey fell off a cliff and landed on the rocks in a river below. James and Paige were out hiking in New Jersey last week, and James said that it was getting dark and tough to see. The two started sliding down what they thought was a short drop-off, but it actually turned out to be a serious cliff headed straight into the river. Both James and Paige fell into the river, with James hitting a rock and fracturing his back in three different places, but Paige wasn't seriously injured. Luckily, James was wearing his Apple Watch Series 4, and it automatically detected his hard fall and called 911. James and Paige were rescued by boat and taken to the hospital. Fall detection works by intelligently detecting when a sudden fall occurs, and then automatically calling emergency services if the person doesn't dismiss the alert within 1 minute of falling. If the person's emergency contact information is filled out, that contact will be notified with a text message and a map of the watch's location at the time of the fall. Fall detection is turned off by default for users under the age of 65. James is 28, so he had to have manually enabled the feature, a decision which turned out to really pay off. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a feature request from Ben Lovejoy on how Apple might be able to copy the skip lock screen feature from Google's Pixel 4. We've also got a look at how to get started with and use voice control in macOS Catalina. You can find both of these stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.